The culture minister of Afghanistan chose to flout tradition this past week. He allowed Afghan state television to broadcast old footage of a pop singer from the 70s and 80s. That decision to show a woman singing did not go down well with many Afghans, including the country's Supreme Court. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Kabul.
It wasn't entirely clear why the cooks and guards at my hotel packed the floor in front of the TV set one night last week. On the screen, a pretty woman, not particularly provocative or sexy, she was singing a ballad. One of the guards explained that it was the famous pop singer Salma they were watching, and they hadn't seen her or any other woman singing on TV for 12 years. The next night, the scene at the hotel was repeated. Only this time, Afghan TV broadcast old footage of Parashto, another Afghan pop star who now lives in Germany. Again, nothing untoward about Parashto's appearance. There weren't any Britney Spears-type cleavage shots or Beyoncé hip swaggers, just a woman's face singing a song. But that alone, it turns out, was a minor revolution here. The next day, Leluma John was gushing as she stood outside a music shop in the center of town. I'm so happy now that I've seen women on TV, she said. It means men and women have equal rights in this country. A few shops away from the record store, Ghulam Saki, an old bearded man wearing a white wraparound turban, had a different take. This decision will send us back towards destruction, he said angrily. According to Islamic rules, women are not allowed to be shown on television at all. But Afghanistan's emerging enlightened class disregarded the critics. The culture minister, Abdul Mubarez, formally lifted the 12-year-old ban. In our new constitution, men and women have equal rights, he said. Therefore, we want women to appear on television just like men. But Afghanistan's Supreme Court disagreed and bitterly reproached the culture ministry for allowing the footage to be shown at all. So, 4 days after the ban was lifted, the court reimposed it. The deputy chief judge said the court's decision was in line with the newly passed Afghan constitution. He said the constitution stipulates that no law can be passed that violates Islamic law. And according to the judge's interpretation, Islam does not permit female singers. So old film reels of Salma and Parashto, at least for the time being, have to be put back into storage at the television studio. For Afghans who still want to catch their idols, the Supreme Court didn't say anything about DVDs, now widely pirated and available right here in Afghanistan. Guy Raz, NPR News, Kabul.